smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
That's our advice for you folks, to smile and bid each other a good morning, as Steve just did. Good morning, Steve.
It's not going to happen. I'm not going to smile because I got to fill up my truck with gas later today.
Oh, you're upset about it? Why?
You're bitter. Well, I didn't fill up the other day, and then within those 2 days, I watched gas go up 20 cents.
There are some places in Bismarck where gas is $4.09 at this very moment. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm. And that's regular unleaded.
And you filled up at how much?
The last time I filled up was $3.59.
Prices are skyrocketing.
Ridiculous.
Here's the show.
But we don't need any more refineries in North Dakota. We're good here.
Here's the show that asks the crucial question, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Heron.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
And this is your show. You tell us what's on your mind. And Steve's mad. He's bitter. He's not smiling.
No.
Here's the question I think we need to ask. Why are gas prices so high, number one? Number two, why the sudden jump? Why the incredible, you know, hike? I mean, I forget. Well, we have a caller that is going to give us a report from Grand Forks right now at 800-228-0550. You can do the same.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to make a comment. 3 weeks ago here in Grand Forks, gas was $3.35 a gallon. This morning, Thursday morning, it's $4.19.
Whoa!
Are you serious? What good is all this drilling out in western North Dakota if we can't have a refinery and get past this nonsense? I sure hope somebody looks into that. Thanks a lot.
How about that, man?
Yeah, unbelievable.
$3.35 to $4.19 in 3 weeks.
Maybe I shouldn't complain about being $3.99 or $4.09 in Bismarck, but then again, that might play right into the oil company's hands.
Here's the deal. I mean, the Tesoro refinery is shut down right now for maintenance, right?
And there's a refinery that shut down in Chicago, from my understanding, that we do get a lot of our gas from.
That is the perfect storm. If you talk to folks about why gas prices have spiked, it is, again, supply. This is the age-old supply and demand deal. And what's really frustrating is because we have so few refineries in the United States, and we have all kinds of government regulating this kind of fuel for this state and this kind of fuel for that state, and you need this blend and that blend, and you know, it's bad government again. It's
Scott.
Government mandating, you know, what kind of gas and where it comes from. And if we had more refineries in places like Chicago and in Bismarck, when the refineries have to shut down, they can't shut down and retool and do their maintenance in the winter. They have to do it in the summer months, and that's when spring and summer when people travel the most.
Scott, this is why I get so wound up. You know, you mentioned the perfect storm, and yes, okay, I understand a perfect storm. But every year, clockwork, going into Memorial weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, oh, I guess we have a little bit of a
demand. You're describing demand.
That's
demand,
not a perfect storm. That's something that we know is going to happen every year. Fix it.
Well, we need more refineries.
That's not a perfect storm. Fix it.
Here's the problem, though. Again, you have right now Chicago and Bismarck, those two refineries, having to retool. They retool because they can't do it in the winter, right? They can't do what they do, I guess, in the winter months. They have to do them when it finally warms up. And therefore, that's when people, again, are going to travel more. We need more places that refine gasoline.
You know, Scott, the thing is, the government complains and complains and complains about the economy and being sluggish, and we need to get the economy working and going. Is there anything out there that will shut down the economy more than fuel prices? Not just from a tourism side and a being able to run to grandma's house for Christmas side of things, but shipping food, shipping everything in this country. If you want to shut down the economy, shut down fuel. If you want to lock down the economy, not have growth in the economy, keep raising those fuel prices. I dare you.
Let's take some calls, 800-228-0550. We got the report from Grand Forks. Lance is on the 800 line. Lance, where are you at?
I'm in Bismarck.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say, I get a kick out of the gas prices all the time here with us having the refinery right in our backyard, Dad. Even if you go down to Buffalo, South Dakota, it's usually 60 cents cheaper a gallon. Yet I can remember all the years past, they always said, well, it's always in the transportation of fuel, that's why it's so expensive. You know, so, I mean, nowadays, the way their theory runs, it almost scares me that if they do add another plant up here, does that mean our gas will go up even higher? You know, it seems to be their theory that, you know, it's rather ignorant how our whole system runs, because they got all the bulk tanks out here, which they don't fill anymore like they used to. There's, what, 36 blends of fuel throughout the country, which we don't need that many different blends. You know, it's still all about big money. You know, it's all about big companies making their money, and they don't care about anybody else.
Great point. Thank you very much, Lance. Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi,
Carol
in
Bismarck. Good morning, Carol.
Hi. I just want to make a comment here. Yesterday we made a short trip up to Cheyenne, North Dakota. On the way, we stopped at New Rockford. We put on gas here at $3.99. Got to New Rockford, we paid $3.80. Coming back, we stopped at Steele and filled our car again, and was $3.81 there. And that's a big difference between Steele and Bismarck here.
I need to start driving out of town to get gas, get a big old tank.
I think it has to do, Carol, with...
No, we don't have a big tank.
You should get one. It'd be cheaper.
Not big enough, yeah. We'll
we should at this time. Yeah. But I just want to make a comment about the difference in gas prices.
Why do you think that is, Carol? Why do you think there's that big a difference between Bismarck, Steele, and New Rockford?
Oh, probably price gouging here.
See, I don't think it's price gouging. I think it's when they bought the gas and what they paid for the gas.
I don't know. When you stop at a truck stop, they get a lot of business, though.
True, but I bet they sell more in Bismarck than they do in Steele, right? They sell more in Bismarck than they do in New Rockford.
It depends on which way they're going. If they're coming back, going west, you know, from Jamestown Steele, you have a lot of these larger vehicles. You never know.
Steve, what do you think? Do you think it's price gouging, or do you think, again, it's just that age-old supply and demand?
Yeah, but the question is, who's price gouging? You know, a lot of people talk about the lack of competition, and that's usually the answer I get when you talk about gas being so expensive in Bismarck as opposed to being usually 30 to 40 cents cheaper in Fargo. And the argument always is there's more competition in Fargo than there is in Bismarck. Same with Grand Forks. Grand Forks is usually a dime more expensive than Fargo because there's less competition in Grand Forks is the answer. Grand Forks and Fargo are on the pipeline. They're right there. You unload there.
So I think it is transportation. I think it's a competitive thing. When Loves came in, they are in this constant battle with Flying J, and so
Loves and Flying J are the same company.
Are they really?
They're the same company.
Well, I know Loves, they're smart.
They build up right across from each other, so people think that it's the same company. Loves and Flying J are the same company.
I didn't know that. Well, Flying J's been in Fargo for some time. Loves is fairly new. Since Loves has come in, there's been even more of a price war. Other calls waiting. And by the way, Carol, thanks for the call. Carol says it's price gouging. Do you think it's price gouging, or is it just the supply and demand issue? You tell us what you think the reason is. 800-228-0550. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
It is definitely price gouging. I've called, I've asked different people, well, why is it higher in Bismarck than it is someplace else? Well, it can't be as cheap as Fargo because Fargo has more residents and they have a higher usage rate. I come from a small town on the north side of North Dakota, and when I go home, I pass through Harvey, and consistently Harvey's gas prices are cheaper than Bismarck. So how does that scenario play true? If Harvey, a small town, can be cheaper than Bismarck.
Well, again, I think it's the same thing I told Carol. I think it depends on when they bought their gas in Harvey. And obviously, if, like, for instance, the guy from Grand Forks called and said, hey, okay, 3 weeks ago I'm paying $3.35, I'm paying $4.19 now. Well, obviously the station was paying less for gas, you know, 3 weeks ago than they are today. Why are they paying more for gas now? Because two refineries that supply them gas are shut down, as they do at this time every year, to try and...
Isn't it amazing to you that with all the different gas stations we have in Bismarck, every gall darn one of them is priced at the exact same price?
Well, that's, I think, just... Yeah, I mean, I think that's because, number one, they're paying the same price for the gas, number one, and number two, they all put the price out on the street. I mean, we don't put the price of bread out on the street in front of the supermarkets, right? So, you know, it is a competitive thing, and you see what the other guy's charging, so you charge that. Now, I talked to somebody yesterday, PetroServe USA. They have that store kitty corner from the Capitol there, off of 83 and I-94 there, right at the intersection. They were charging 30 cents less than they were paying for gas because of the competitive thing. So they're actually taking a loss on each gallon. So anyway, interesting theories. And is it price gouging or is it supply and demand? You tell us at 800-228-0550. Back to your calls after this on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hanlon. Don't go away.
Right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're tuned to What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bock, along with Scott Hinn, and this is What's On Your Mind. We're discussing gas prices. I think we have Rob. Is Rob back with us? Rob, are you there? Okay, we'll get back to Rob. I want to hear from Rob because Rob's actually a former gas station owner in Bismarck, and we'll get his side of things. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, about the gas price. You know, it seems like steel is always cheaper, and you say it's probably because they bought it when the gas was cheaper. You suppose that maybe occasionally they buy it when it's higher and they're still cheaper than Bismarck? I think Bismarck, most of the stations I've heard that are owned by probably only two people. There's just not enough competition, and they're just gouging us.
Well, I heard there's two families that own all the gas stations in Bismarck. That's what I've heard. Whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. Now, whether or not those two families work together or actually compete as businesses should compete, maybe that's another question. Maybe that's a fair question.
Well, Sam's Club isn't owned by anybody other than the Walton family, right?
So it's always a little cheaper.
And you have PetroServe USA. That's owned by a company out of Moorhead, Minnesota, PetroServe USA. So there's two right there. You have
I think the Tesoros are mostly owned by two families, what I've heard.
It's franchisees, right?
Why would you want to cut each other's throat? I mean, you just get along and jack the price up and take what you can get.
Well,
that's my comment. Thank you.
But I can name three. Right there. Right? So we got Sam's Club. That's one owner. You got PetroServe. That's one owner. You got Missouri Valley Petroleum, which I think owns a number of Tesoros, as an example, right? And so that's a third. I mean, who's got the truck stop Oasis? I don't know. I tend to get a little suspicious of these conspiracy theories. I think it's supply and demand. I think we have too few refineries in this country.
But they are franchised, though, Scott.
Okay, right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. What do you mean franchised? Well, I mean, in other words, yeah. So
don't own all the businesses. They're franchised out, just like Hardee's or McDonald's or Burger King. Corporate doesn't own all those stores.
I understand.
Franchisees buy those.
Right, but I'm saying that's different owners, right? So if you got a Sam's Club, that's one. You got PetroServe USA, that's another owner. And I know Missouri Valley Petroleum would be like a franchisee of several Tesoros, as an example. There's three right there. So we busted the theory that two folks own and control all the gas stations, and I'm just three down the list. So you know there's obviously other owners. I what I'm trying to say is I think that's a kind of a cooked up coffee shop story. I don't think that's legit. I think it's a lot more legit to say, well, wait a minute, you got a refinery in Mandan, you got a refinery in Chicago that are shut down right now. And coincidentally, when people are starting to travel more, it is tougher to get gas because they have to get the gas in from other places other than the Mandan refinery and the Chicago refinery. That costs more for transportation. Voila, prices go up. I don't think it's any grand conspiracy. I think it's supply and demand, which begs. I share the frustration of folks. I don't like paying $100 to fill up for gas, but I'm sitting here saying, well, wait a minute, it sounds to me like we need more refineries. And I'd like them closer where we're pulling the oil out of the ground because then transportation costs would be even lower, right? And that'd be a good thing. Certainly to see this amount of oil production in North Dakota and not have, more refineries, that's the frustrating part, if you ask me. Which is one of the reasons we've just talked recently about ribbon cuttings for diesel refinery plants, because there's a lot of truck traffic here, and and obviously diesel prices are crazy. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. By the way, bottom of this hour, Wayne Stengem will join us. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of North Dakota, yesterday testified before a field hearing of the Environmental Protection Agency on regional haze. We'll also talk with him about whether DUI laws are tough enough after this last legislative session. Senator John Hoeven will join us on big news on the Farm Bill and funding for the major diversion project in Fargo that passed yesterday and in the Senate. And also Lynn Helms will join us, speaking of gas prices, to talk about oil production in North Dakota, the chief regulator. So all that coming up. But in the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. Who's next, Steve?
I got an email in from southwestern part of the state of North Dakota. I live in a very small town, southwest part of North Dakota. True, we are cheaper, but using the reasoning of having gotten the gas at a cheaper price is true, but don't we also use it at a much higher rate in smaller towns? I, for one, drive many miles a week and fill at least five times a week. It's all price gouging. Today, our gas was $3.96. That's coming from the southwestern North Dakota. Valid point. It's not necessary about having more people, but as much of the product it is used. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. RJ, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of agree and disagree with the supply and demand. That's going to affect it somewhat, but there is this little thing in Bismarck-Mandan called the Bismarck-Mandan Gasoline Coalition. And basically, from what I am told, a phone call goes around to the gas stations in the morning telling them what to post the gasoline at. It is, yes, true that 80% of the gas stations are owned by two families, MPP, which is, I don't know if I can say their names, but one family and then another family owns several of the other ones, and then there's about 20% that are, you know, big franchise or independently owned. And I think what's happening is this coalition, and there's somebody out there listening that I know knows what we're talking about and could call in and clarify this, but I think they're using the supply and demand theory to regulate the price in Bismarck Mandan, because there isn't the competition like Fargo. There isn't nobody who's going to butt heads with these two big families. It's almost like saying it's kind of a legalized monopoly to get around the fact that, yeah, you are a monopoly, and this is a legalized way of controlling the fuel price. That's my opinion on it. But I know this coalition exists, and there is somebody listening out there that knows what it's all about.
I have an idea. Let's invite some of the folks on from the gas stations and talk about whether this gas coalition exists and whether that call happens.
All right, that would be great.
We'll at least ask you a question, okay, RJ? Appreciate the call. George Hall's Fuel throughout North Dakota. Maybe George can shed some lights on this. George, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I work for a local gas company, and we haul gas for a living. And when we have to go all the way and not get the gas at the refinery and go all the way either to Jamestown or Fargo for 30 cents a gallon cheaper and take it all the way out to the west there, Bellfield or something like that, something's going on.
What's going on?
I have no idea. I mean, when it's cheaper in Fargo to pick it up at the plant there or Jamestown coming out of Kansas City, then the refinery, something's going on.
So you're saying picking it up from the pipeline in Fargo versus picking it up at the refinery in Bismarck is cheaper on the pipeline. Your theory is there's price gouging?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. When it's cheaper for the refinery in Mandan to pipe the product down the line to Jamestown, and we got to go all the way to Jamestown to pick up the same product, and it's cheaper, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Not at all. Not after, especially when you're starting to add in the shipping costs with that. Is it expensive to send things down a pipeline? I don't think so. That would solve problems, I would think.
Well, it's a refinery ships it down the pipeline. It's cheaper for them to ship it down the pipeline than us as a gas job. You can pick it up there at the refinery and take it just...
George, thanks for the call. We're up against the break. More coming up. Don't go away, folks.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Happy Friday. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What is on your mind?
We want to know.
I do want to know. Kent Sattring of PetroServe, the biggest topic this morning and yesterday, of course, gas prices. Anybody that's trying to set their their travel plans. You know, the last caller, right on. He was right on the money. You know, you're trying to set your travel plans and make a budget for the summer, try to do some things with the family, and things go right out the window.
He also made the point that he'd like to see the refineries retool in the winter months rather than the summer months when the driving stuff. I don't think they can, but that's one of the many questions we have
as
well.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Yeah. So anyway, let's check in with Kent Sattring. PetroServe USA stores are in Bismarck and Mandan, they're in Valley City, they're in Fargo, West Fargo, they're in Moorhead, they're in Dilworth, so they're in the footprint of our audience, and Kent was gracious enough to come on and talk about this from the perspective of a gas station operator. Kent, how are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning, Kent. Appreciate you joining us. So I guess the big question is, why are gas prices spiking, and does this mean you guys are making a lot of money and colluding with fellow gas station owners to conspire against the consumer?
Well, you asked about seven questions there, Scott, so I'll start with why are gas prices higher right now, and that is, I think as you've been talking about, is the refineries that are on turnaround or maintenance. So we've got the one in Mandan that's down right now for maintenance. We've got the one in Laurel, Montana that's a Senex refinery. The one in Mandan's Tesoro. We've got one in St. Paul Park that used to be called Marathon in Twin Cities. That one's down and having a little bit of trouble coming back up. We've got some down in Kansas that are down, that are on maintenance. We've got some in Chicago, big ones that are on maintenance. We've got the big one in the Twin Cities that's almost 300,000 barrels a day. That's called the Coke or the Flint Hills Refinery. That has about probably a certain percentage, I don't know, a small percentage of that is down. So they're all doing maintenance right now, and of course it just really ended up being supply and demand. Now I certainly, there's the word opportunistic can be used throughout this process that we see every day. But really, as the gas station owners, that's not where the profit's being made right now. It's simply a supply and demand with gasoline not being a sufficient supply to meet the demand of the local market here, and then you've also got its farming season, so a lot of the pipes have been filled with diesel to get the farming season completed, and so the gasoline is on the way, but it isn't, it's got to come a long ways, probably sometimes from the Gulf, because, you know, these refineries are on maintenance.
Kent, Steve Bakken here, who organizes the shutdowns? Is that just ad hoc per the refineries? Do they just pick a time that they're going to shut down for maintenance out of the air? Is there no discussion between the different refineries that, well, we're going to shut down on this date, you're going to shut down on this date? Who organizes that? Otherwise, we could run into a situation like apparently we're running into now when they're all shut down at the same time and the consumer's screwed.
That might be the best question of the day, Steve, because if you did, I believe, and I'm not sure about this, but I know at one time, let's say 5 years ago, they did not allow the refiners to visit with each other for fear that they would do exactly what's happening right now. So I believe they have made a law that says that they cannot communicate. And so then, you know, nobody knows what the other one's going to do. And so they all happen to go at the same time. And you got this, as I say, perfect storm. Problem I have with the perfect storm idea is that we've had it now about 6 or 7 times in the last 10 years. So it just is really kind of a poor system. So I don't know if it would be better if you had them work together for refinery maintenance, or would that be worse?
And why this time of year? I know somebody earlier called and said, you know, hey, do the maintenance in the winter. Is that possible, Kent?
Yeah, when would be a good time to do it? Because you can't do it in the winter because it's too cold up here. So you can't weld and you can't have men working outside. You know, men and women aren't going to come up from the south where a lot of these pipeline and refinery companies come from. They're not going to come up here and work in 20 below weather. So really your window is either the spring, the summer, or the fall. Now, certainly we wouldn't want to do it in the summer because that's summer driving season. So that would be the worst time to do it. Traditionally, it's been done in the fall. And then usually I'm on the radio in the fall talking about why we can't get farmers fuel and why that has spiked up so much. And remember all the long lines we had in Fargo, I think maybe about 3 years ago. And that was in the fall because of couldn't get diesel. And, of course, so we did it in the spring. They did it in the spring this year. And unfortunately, a lot of them, like the St. Paul Park Refinery, is a new ownership group there, and I don't believe that has come up the way they've wanted to. And there's been a couple in Chicago that are not coming out of their maintenance schedule like they had hoped to. And there are some in Kansas right now that are coming out of maintenance, so they'll be pushing some product up.
Kent, does that lend itself to the argument? We've had the debate, and now we're moving forward with some diesel refineries here in North Dakota, and western North Dakota especially. Does that lend itself to the argument that we should have more refineries online in North Dakota or in the region? Would that alleviate the problem?
That's kind of interesting because I think it's going to be really good for diesel. If you remember probably 5 years ago, I would say, I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to guess that in diesel, we probably used 50,000 barrels a day in diesel, and it's probably doubled now. Just, I believe the Bakken alone uses that much. So the Bakken is such an economic impact for our area, hitting things like fuel, because all of the trucks that are going, all of the generators that have to keep going, I mean, all of the things that it takes to run that huge economic engine out there is a lot of times run on diesel. And so it is great that they're going to have another one or two refineries out in western North Dakota. That's going to be wonderful. And I think they're going to just be what they call a topping refinery, where they'll just make the diesel fuels, which will help us, and then they'll take the gasoline, the light ends, and send those up to Canada, I believe.
Ken Santring is our guest from PetroServe USA Stores. Any questions you have about why gas prices are what they are, when they are, and what's going on behind this are certainly welcome. A lot of theories out there, and want to have you test those theories with someone that actually makes that decision day in and day out at their stores. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Somebody yesterday called and said they knew for a fact that there was a Bismarck Mandan coalition of gas station owners that make regular phone calls with each other and decide what the price of gas is going to be. Since you have stations in both Bismarck and Mandan, are you part of this call? Is that coalition exist? Does it happen?
Well, you know, we are in contact at all times. And it's called, like you said earlier, sign language. Two of the big players in Bismarck are Wannaberg and Freilich, I think. But I've never actually met Mr. Wannaberg or his brother in my life. I've never met Mr. Simonson in my life. We don't talk on the phone. That's against the law. But, you know, we really don't have to, because all we have to do is we have a customer comes in and says somebody down the road just raised their price, or somebody down the road just lowered their price. Now, if somebody down the road raises their price 10 cents and we sit there for a week, guess what they're going to do? They're going to come back down. And if they lower their price by 10 cents, guess what we better do? If we don't go down and match them, we're going to lose all of our customers. So, I mean, it is so pure and simple, Scott. It's sign language. I mean, we hang the signs out on the street, and like I've often said, is would you rather we took the signs down? Personally, I would. I mean, I don't know why we have to hang our signs out there. If I want to go to the dentist, they don't have a sign hanging out saying, this is what it's going to cost me for a crown. So, I mean, that would be fine. But I think it's a service to the public to show what the prices are. So that's why it has been done over history, but, you know, people will leave for a nickel a gallon, and I don't think that you see, I think in some cities, you know, like Minneapolis, you'll see a mile off the road, you'll see 20 cents a gallon higher, but I don't think in Bismarck, and I know not in Fargo, I don't think almost anywhere, you won't see much of a difference in between prices in the city. In Fargo, you might see one or two stations at a hot spot that are real low, maybe selling below cost. But it's not, you know, it's pretty much everybody's the same price.
We're talking with Kent Santring.
You don't have to make phone calls.
We're talking with Kent Santring, CEO of PetroServe. If you'd like to weigh in on gas prices, ask him any questions, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Kent, when you travel from western North Dakota to eastern North Dakota, there's a big difference between the gas price in Bismarck, even the gas price in steel in a lot of cases, and then the gas price in Fargo. There's usually a 20 to 30 cents difference. Why is that?
Well, in Fargo, traditionally, we have been a gas war town. And actually, that's just the biggest thing right now. We've got, you know, we had a big truck stop come to town and the station across the street and them got into a fight, and they've been fighting for probably 2 years now. And so you just have a gas war. Well, just because there's a gas war in Fargo doesn't mean that you want to have a gas war at every town in the state of North Dakota. You know, we fight it out in Fargo. And I would say that Bismarck is making it, you know, what would be a fair markup. And, you know, I would just ask your listeners, Steve, I hope they do call in, because I'd like to know what would be a fair markup. Because I'd be willing to share with you what the markups are. Then when you get to, you know, as far as Bismarck, I've heard it said on your show that if in Bismarck, why could it be cheaper to send the product to Fargo when you have all the pipeline costs? Well, the closer you get to Minneapolis, let's say, where they're pushing product in from many different directions, and even to Fargo, you're pushing product in from the Coke refinery or Flint Hills to Fargo. You're pushing it up from Kansas. You're pushing it from the north, from Laurel, Montana. Comes to Minot, comes down to Fargo. Tesoro's pushing in here. You've got a lot more competition just in this market. I mean, this is kind of a melting pot of gas station owners and also of supply. There's like four or five different pipes coming in. I think there's four pipes coming in, and there's probably 15 suppliers here.
There again, supply and demand. Let's get Michael and Minot question for our guest, Kent Santring, but a minute left before the break, so quick question, Mike.
Yes, I was wondering, with all the oil we have here in North Dakota, why are we still so dependent on overseas oil?
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing that's happened. That's really changed in the last couple of years, Michael. That is so wonderful for people like me who've had son-in-laws who've served in Iraq twice. So we've got ethanol that's helping in that area. We've got the soy diesel that's helping in that area. And now we have the biggest economic engine in the world, the Bakken, who's helping lessen our dependence on foreign oil. Like nobody could have dreamed. Wonderful thing.
One of the quick one here before the break. Gary, go ahead, Gary, with your question.
Hey, I have a question. How come gasoline, we have a gas station 5 miles out of Devil's Lake city limits? And yesterday I put gas in, it was 33 cents a gallon cheaper there than in town.
All right, we're going to ask Kent to hang on with that answer on the other side of the break. Gary, you can hang on, too, and get your answer on the other side of the break. We're chatting with Kent Santring from PetroServe USA Stores, answering your questions about why gas prices are what they are and what's a fair markup on a price of gas. We'll tackle that debate when we come back, too. What's on your mind?
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. So before the break, Ken Satring, PetroServe USA, got a caller from Rugby. Hey, one price just a little bit out of town, one price in town. When you purchase gas and the price you pay for that, how do you decide when to raise it at the pump? Because I think that's what he's talking about. Would I be right, Ken?
Basically, Scott, I'd like to say we have a big, long formula, but we really don't have to have a big, long formula because you have to match the person across the street. If you don't, you're going to lose your business. So basically, you just try to run your business as efficiently as you can. You have certain things like in the Bismarck market where it's going to cost you anywhere from 6 to 10 cents more at the refinery than it is at the melting pot in Fargo. Then let's say you're a Senex station in Bismarck. You might have to go all the way to Minot and bring that product down since Tesoro doesn't sell product to Senex station. So you've got extra freight where in Fargo we don't have that extra freight. We're right in town. The same thing if you're a Tesoro station in Rugby. You've got to go all the way to Mandan to get that extra freight. So you've got some extra cost there. But, again, what is a fair markup for a gas station?
Let's have him answer his own question, because I'm kind of curious. What is fair? What are you getting now?
Okay, I would say that, let's say in the Fargo market here, the average markup on gas throughout the year is about 15 cents per gallon. Now, is that a fair number or not? I mean, out of $4 and $4 a gallon is 15 cents to the gas station. I don't think that's an unfair number.
That seems fairly fair.
Yeah, I think it is fairly fair.
Yeah, I mean, when taxes are much a larger portion of that, yes, I think that's fair for the.
Plus, you got to hire employees and pay the light bill and do everything else.
Hiring an employee and paying the light bill costs us 8 cents a gallon. So that leaves us 7 cents a gallon profit, except for we have to pay the credit card fees, which in my company were just under $2 million last year, and that equates to a nickel a gallon. So the credit card companies are making a nickel a gallon, and we're making bottom line 2 cents per gallon profit. And we're a cooperative, so if somebody wants to come in and look at our books, I'd be happy to show it to them. I don't have anything to hide. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is in running a gas station in North Dakota or across the nation.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Milt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that is interesting. He just said 15 cents a gallon gross margin. I was visiting with a dealer here a couple years ago, and he said his gross margin was 12 cents a gallon. If he sold 1,000 gallons of gas a day, he just made $120, and he's got to pay for his building and his light and his insurance and his employees. They don't make any money selling gas. They make money selling sodas and candy bars. Yeah, candy bars probably marked up 3 times cost. That's where the gas stations make their money now, on the convenience side.
And, Kent, let me ask you this. When I pay $100 to fill my truck, I'm a lot less likely to buy a Snicker bar and a bag of chips, I bet, right?
Right. We really don't like to see these prices increase because it does take away discretionary income for consumers so they can't buy the things. And I know for my own filling or for my kids, who are paying daycare and all of the costs that there is for housing and that there is in Western North Dakota, you don't have a lot of extra money. What our credit card fees at 3% times $3 a gallon is 9 cents, times $12 a gallon, times $4 a gallon, it's 12 cents. Now, not everybody uses a credit card. That's why the average is about 5 cents. But we can certainly be thankful to the state of North Dakota that the legislature has not raised our gas tax. We're 23 cents gas tax in North Dakota, which is very competitive across the nation. Here in Moorhead, where I'm sitting right now, it's 28.5 cents, and they're going to go supposedly to 34 cents within just a few, few weeks here.
Thanks for the phone call. Harvey, what's on your mind this morning?
Yes, I could push this. It's like Petro USA and Tesoro and all of them. Are they all American companies, or are they owned by some foreign company? Or like, where's their headquarters company office at?
Well, PetroServe USA's headquarters will be in West Fargo. We're currently in Moorhead. We're going to be in West Fargo by the end of this year. But we have stations in from Bemidji all the way to Mandan. But we're owned by the people who do business with us. We're a cooperative. Tesoro is a great American company. They're out of San Antonio, Texas. They have refineries in California, a lot of stations in California. Of course, the Mandan refinery, they have a refinery, I believe, up in Alaska. So they're a great company. Of course, CHS, Senex, you don't get much more homegrown than a farm cooperative company like that. So these are all American companies using Bakken fuel. Our tagline is helping America fuel better. So, of course, we try to use some ethanol and some soy diesel to partner that in with the oil. And we try to, that would help slacken the tight supply rubber band that we've got now. That is so tight. Whenever we have an issue like this, we have a huge spike. And so if we could just filter in 10% ethanol or some E30, that will help take away some of these huge spikes, I believe.
Harvey, thanks for the call. It sounds to me like the bottom line, from the perspective of someone that sells it for a living, is this isn't fun for you either, with prices spiking the way they are, and that we've got some reform necessary because there are log jams that are basically government-induced here. Is that the bottom line, Kent?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, when we put a load of fuel in, it cost us $30,000. And that's we go through quite a few loads per day. So anybody out there, they don't like these high prices. You lose your inside sales. We'd like to have, more of a even keel. We don't like these spikes. I don't know, Scott, if you put government intervention in, I don't think that's the answer. I think that's all of these regulations we have at refineries.
Fascinating discussion today. Thanks so much, Kent. We really appreciate your time on What's On Your Mind. Back to your calls after this timeout. Don't touch that dial, folks. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangers. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses, we're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.